You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
You never know. You never know, Colin.
No, you don't.
It might affect people. Talking to the mic, sir.
No, you do not. Oh, well, I'm the only guest here, so I really...
I don't know. Is that loud enough for you in your headphones?
Yeah. No, I don't hear anything in my headphones.
How's that? Do you hear that?
No.
Really?
Right, now I hear it, yeah.
Okay, good. Is that loud enough for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're live. Here we are doing YKW Deuce. Second podcast of the day, because I'm going to lovely Aruba.
Oh, my God.
Fat guy problems.
When are you going to Aruba?
I'm going to Aruba on Monday.
Nice.
For Aruba Ray. Beautiful Marriott Stellaris Hotel on the beautiful Aruba where the beaches are beautiful.
I'll make sure to call you constantly.
Please don't call me constantly.
Why?
You know, because this is what you do, Quinn. Every time I go away out of the country, you call me trying to jack up my phone bill. It's not funny. I don't have money like you. I don't have your fucking money. I don't have fucking... You know, tough crowd money.
Oh.
Sorry, did that bring up a painful thing?
No. Yeah, the money I never got.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If that sucker went on DVD, you'd be a multi-millionaire.
And you know what the funny thing was? I had a deal. Not funny.
The show?
I had a deal with them
yeah.
where I would get half the DVD sales.
Why won't they put them out on DVD?
They just kept stalling and just making all kinds of interfering. Oh, look.
Oh, there you go. Voss, you're right here.
Start?
Yeah, we started. We got to go. 5:30. You're late. It's 5:33. That's Gabby, you're sitting right there, Voss.
You're sitting there next to me, buddy.
Yeah, sit right down, Voss. It's okay. Can you not ruin the fucking show with your questions? You're a grown. You're 60. Do whatever you want.
If I did what I wanted, I'd still be home.
Why are their mics so low, by the way? All right, there we go. Hey, Keith Robinson's here. Keith Robinson, KWR superstar.
At AOL.
AOL? You don't still have AOL, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I do have AOL. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, you don't. Remember he was
Keith
paying
Robinson for... Keith Robinson at AOL. Yep.
AOL went free for like 2 years. He came in one night, I'm still paying $30 a month. He was paying $30 a month for AOL. He just never...
Hey, fucking assholes ripped me off.
They didn't rip you off. They, you're a
the
dumb...
last customer.
Who's this? Hey, close. Who the fuck is that pushy bastard asking me am I close
that's
or not?
Gabby. That was me.
That's Gabby.
Beautiful Gabby. What are you going to say now, you fucking... She's the white devil.
The white devil?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just checking in.
Yeah, we called... We told you. We called... What did we call last week? What did we call you?
Queen of the Elves.
Queen of the Elves. That's what we called her. And Colin would be King of the Elves. You have a very elf nose.
We rule the elf kingdom.
Yes, exactly.
This is a compliment, like I said last week.
Yeah. It is to you.
Did we start already?
Yeah, talking to the microphone. Put your headphones on.
No, nobody wants to wear headphones.
We do.
I like wearing headphones.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Makes me feel professional.
Well, something better.
Will you help Keith on with this headphones, Gabby?
Around the corner, can't.
No, I put my own headphones. I want to fucking have a white woman to help me out with my headphones.
Buddy, I was not trying to make it a race thing. I just...
they make everything like a race thing.
I just didn't want it to take 10 minutes. Can you speed it up then?
What I was going to say before, thank God I didn't say it.
What?
Because I was going to say, a black guy is never 5 minutes late. They're either not there or they're there like an hour late. There's no such thing as 5 minutes late. Keith proved me wrong today.
He really did.
I guess it's a new world.
He did a good job. You're here on time, buddy.
Why don't you be a little polite and introduce us to the bass player from Sugar Ray? Put your arms around me, baby.
But he's like having a little three-year-old Jewish kid. Can I go to the bathroom? Can I have this? My microphone doesn't work. Keith has a stroke. He fucking did everything himself.
Damn right. Yeah. Look at me. I put my own headphones on.
Yeah, I mean, they're cockeyed. They're not on both ears, but he did it.
I did. No, I just...
I know. It was a joke, stupid. I know.
And listen, here's the deal. Okay. Keith can't realize this.
Into the microphone.
Keith and I, let me see.
Keith and I.
Oh,
somebody's...
Me and Keith. Keith
140 IQ. I know.
The reason you had to get us here and get us out... It's because this jackass has to do his fucking show around the corner. He couldn't postpone for 10 minutes. Tell the 4 or 8 people that are coming in to see this fucking horrible show and this horrible cousin who's he's been fucking dragging along from Long Island to here, okay? It's fucking, the show should be called Horrible and fucking Horribler, all right? And now we got to rush in from Jersey, park our cars.
Park, get worried about getting towed. Fuck this shit.
There was no reason to drag Tim Gage's name into this.
I didn't say his name. I said your awful cousin.
Yeah, we would never say his name.
Fucking Tim Gage and the Enabler. That's the name the show.
He really is.
This fucking show stinks. I haven't even seen it and it stinks. Fucking couches and fucking, let's talk about our family. Growing up and our reunions. Tim, you do yours and then I'll go up and I'll close with Aunt Betsy. You fucking asshole. Nobody wants to see that crap.
Quinn is a couch comic. He's a couch comic.
I know.
He needs at least 30% of the audience relaxed.
You know what? Tim, I told you not to do reunion material. I do the reunion material.
You know what? That fucking kid was right about the comic strip table. At the Comedy Cellar table. He fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
You guys all mean and exclusive. Fuck you.
No, we're, the skirt is sitting with us.
She's not, you can't say that.
You can't say the skirt.
You can't.
He gave me an option. He said, I'll call you skirt. Skirt or toots, and I chose skirt.
but he meant to say tits. He just couldn't get it out.
I wasn't talking to you.
fuck, that really backfired, didn't it? Why would I ever do a fat tit joke? all right, so we're here. I think Colin's show, first of all, I've seen it.
Bob's actually stopped by.
I've come by and watched the whole
guest spot, but no, this is all family.
I tell you, I did a guest spot, and it backfired on me then, because Gage... 99.9% of the time will fucking tank up front. I go, Carl, can I get on? He was like, absolutely get on. I go up, this guy kills for the first time in 17 years. Yeah,
him?
Yeah, fucking moon was going, but it was blue.
Yep.
There was, I don't know what happened. There was a four-leaf clover. Something. Yeah. I walk in, he's killing.
Yeah.
I go up, and he brings me up. He goes, yeah, this guy, yeah, he's been on a show or whatever. Has a podcast.
No, he goes, fuck you and your podcast.
Yeah, they go, fuck you and your podcast. Brings me up. They hate me already. I try to improv. They wanted nothing to do with me.
He was just back from vacation, so he's hadn't been on for a while. So he's kind of like...
I bombed. And there's nothing worse than seeing Tim Gage giving you the wrap it up sign because you're taking a hot one. And Liz's dumb face right next to him going, yep, get off, tubby. Oh, it was the worst.
Good.
I think Tim does really well when I'm
talking
to
the mic. The mic is
right here. What do you want me to do?
I look at the way it's everybody close. Else is
yeah,
talking
I'm
into the mic.
In.
I'm closer.
If you had headphones on, you'd be able to hear that you're not coming through.
I have bad ears.
If you were really talking into it, it wouldn't be this dry.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You don't have bad ears.
That's not bad. That's
not
bad.
Have bad ears. You have
a listener.
You have bad hands.
Okay, let me explain something to you.
What raccoon right. paws?
Okay.
What do you got?
Oh, look at that. He's bringing that back.
Nah, I came up with it tonight. I love it. Why don't you go dig through trash, huh?
Okay. And find your set from his show?
Wow, too wordy.
Oh.
Way too wordy.
It started out good with promise.
He's not on the same team today.
Yeah, all right.
That microphone's wet now. Listen, I tell you what. This is what we table. This is the fucking macho boys club.
No, it isn't. It's fun. It's what comics do, and they've been doing it through history.
No.
Male comics, female comics. Just because these young millennial comics can't
absolutely.
Do this, this is what we do. Would we say to Freddie Roman or the older crew, don't do what you do, or the guys above us? No, they do what they do.
Can you
this
pick a less older crew?
Why'd you say Freddie Roman?
Freddie Roman.
You know, crew. Just because mom's labeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a documentary coming out. No. Okay. And listen to me. Don't say mom's Maybelline until another year of fucking therapy, you fucking stumbling cocksucker.
Okay. Stumbling? Oh my God, you both suck. At least he had a stroke.
I thought I got away with it, though. I thought I.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know her last name had a pause in it.
Mom's Maybelline. Come on, man. I'm sensitive towards that.
I know. I don't want to say it. I thought about that driving in. And
yeah.
What?
About what?
About people attacking Keith having a stroke
yeah.
or Bobby being overweight or I have a
wait
speech
a minute.
Impediment.
I'm not
yeah.
Or I have a speech impediment.
It's like
or,
having
or,
a stroke.
Or, like,
being overweight is like having a stroke.
What's that?
You're right. Being overweight is like having a stroke.
Why?
Right.
How is it like having a stroke?
I don't know.
Well, what about fucking Kong? What happened to him? No, what has he got?
Everything about him. Where do you start with him? Just we can start with him sitting down at his HBO special. In Miami.
Can we slow down a little bit?
Where he was wearing his leather.
Oh, you had a fucking. And it wasn't even a New York coat. It was a Pittsburgh pirate coat that someone gave him. It was too big for him. Number one. Number two, he had a gold chain. Number three, middle of a set, he sat down on the edge of the stage with a cigarette and started pontificating like he was at a park doing Hamlet.
I was the first hipster comic.
Yes.
I was the first old comic.
Yeah. Yeah, but he had an hour special, a lot of hour specials.
Excuse me, you're talking to the wrong guy. Five albums already.
I don't have an hour special.
We know.
You're the only one in the room.
Boss, we don't need you to try to act like, hey, guys, I'm going to call myself out. We're about to call you out. Don't try to beat us to the punch.
First of all, I'm the one in the room that has a fucking...
Made a movie.
My wife and I made a movie.
Your wife made a movie.
No, we made a movie.
Your wife and you called up us three and got us in it.
No, yeah.
That was
against my will.
All the stars in the movie came because Bonnie was there.
Are you crazy? Who
absolutely.
You
you're
them?
Nothing.
You.
Fucking idiots.
If it was a story about you, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. I pronounced that right. You absolutely did nothing.
Can I just point?
I've never heard you talk clearer.
Loud and clear.
That's the key. You just have to be angry.
Can I just point out that when people re-watch this on you, I want them to back up and Voss goes like this to grab his hat. Are you crazy?
That's right.
1930s character.
Anyhow, you're right.
What?
We know we're right.
And you're right. You guys do have hours. I wrote for two Oscars. How many of you guys wrote for
two Oscars?
Who cares? What did you write for the Oscars?
I wrote for two Oscars.
What do you think is more prestigious? Because everybody has an Oscar.
Nobody gives a shit.
Having my own hour special that I wrote had on the show.
Wait, but Voices makes a good point. Tell us some of your Oscar jokes that made it on the air, because I don't remember any.
Some big ones, pal, and I don't want to do it. Why would I say that?
He signed to secrecy.
Hey.
You're not allowed to say what
Robert De Niro, how's your face? Oh, look at Meryl Streep. Yeah, I've seen better.
Hey, Scarlett Johansson, can I buy you a house?
I haven't done that in a while. Yeah. I got to get back to that.
Hey, Pacino, I love your work. Two sugars, black.
Yeah, where's the black people at?
Black people love me. Denzel, how you doing? Is that your wife? Kind of hot.
Holly Berry, I eat the coochie, just so you know.
Do you want to hear something fucking funny as hell?
Yes,
we just did. We were doing it. We don't need you.
It's so true. I was listening on Sirius, and they played from some of my stuff from 18 years ago. Horrific. That it's so bad. And someone listening
Can we bring that up? Rich Voss.
I'm talking right into it.
19.
I'm talking right into it.
You're doing good.
No, just... What? Rich Voss, 2015. Who's he kidding?
Just type in Rich Voss. Def Jam. Def Jam.
I got 5 CDs.
Def Jam. Let's listen to his Def Jam set.
No, I'm not. I'll leave if you play that.
Come on. Just one.
No, I don't
want right
to do
there.
That.
One.
Why do you want to
be a man?
Be a man.
No.
Be a man. He's going to take his hat off and punch through it.
God.
Who is that?
That's Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God. Shit, that was wig or no wig?
Wig.
That's a wig.
That's a wig?
Let's go and get somebody else out here. Y'all ready for your next act? See, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for your next act? See, yeah.
This was a good set.
This brother right here has appeared on Showtime at the Apollo, and he is here tonight to make history.
Yeah.
You'll see what I mean. Y'all, show your love for Rich Voss. Come on, y'all. Rich Voss on Def Jam. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second. You're the first comic on Jeff. White comic on Jeff Tim?
Yeah, after 5 years.
Sell out.
A lot of sisters in the house checking me out, huh? Stop.
I heard that on the Oscars.
Look, I'm like, cut this off. I'm not going to come up here and do this Opie and Anthony shit where we...
You actually killed. Huh? You killed on this.
He's got a point.
All right, let's cancel. All right, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, it's because...
You killed on this. I didn't bring up...
I didn't know you did. I was pandering.
No, I've watched this before.
I pandered. They made me wear that outfit.
Of course you pandered.
Who made you wear that
outfit?
Russell. It was his,
you're wearing
his
that
clothing.
Same outfit now.
Listen to me.
Yeah, who made you wear that? George Lopez?
I know that's
hey, S.A. Yo, S.A., you do podcasts, you got to wear my stuff, homes. You're going to write for me, S.A. You got to fucking wear my
hey,
cholo shirt.
Hey, cholo. And
my uncle's hat company needs you to wear the hats, man. Yeah. You got to wear. Dude, those are almond picking hats, homes.
Don't get greedy.
All right, you're right. Thank you. I'm going to take it from the professional of greedy. Right. When Voss tells you to shut up, you shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. But it does make a good point, which is Russell Simmons would make him wear because he's trying to promote his line of clothes.
Stop it.
So he wanted this fucking open micer.
Do you know how
fucking promote
you know how many? Do you know how many fucking?
He probably cringed when he saw that fat farm shirt on you.
No, you know how many open micers he told. I got, you know, he wore that like yeah, they gave it to me free. I get free fat farm.
He wore it for a year straight.
I never wore it again after. I had
yeah,
that. Home
yeah, you
still.
Did.
You still have it?
Yeah, I save all my TV stuff, all of it.
What are you? Who are you? The Beatles?
No, because
no, he's got both shirts.
He really believes. I swear to God, somebody's going to ask for it someday, and they're going to frame it and put it in like a hard rock.
He just talked over his sweet joke.
I know his numbers.
You really did. That's two in a row, Robert.
I know.
Shut up. I'm trying too hard.
I had two zingers.
What was it? Just tell me. Tell me the one.
On it because it's squished.
Well, now it sucks.
Tell me what was it?
I said.
We heard it.
Come on, don't let him do it. Don't let him win. Quinn, don't let him win.
You said he saved all his TV shirt. Stuff I said, both shirts.
That was funny. You owe me a fat mouth.
All right, you're right.
I still have all Tough Crowd.
I get nervous.
You don't have your Tough Crowd stuff?
No.
You don't?
I did more shows.
What do you mean you have your Tough Crowd stuff?
I have
stuff?
A couple shirts from Tough Crowd. I have a hat from Tough Crowd. And I think I have a jacket.
You know what I found from Tough Crowd?
What?
Remember the first iPod?
Oh, I know.
Remember that?
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
They gave you an iPod, one of the originals with the spinny dial.
Yeah.
It said Tough Crowd on the back. You gave it to me. I have that.
I got that from the Oscars. I'll tell you what else I got from Tough Crowd.
There you go with the Oscars again.
Why do you keep stepping on my iPod? Why would you even fucking have to step on my iPod?
We both have the same iPod.
We don't. I have one from Tough Crowd, which is a better show. Tough Crowd's the better show.
My gift bag at the Oscars was
you've been
more
bringing
than,
up this fucking
gift bag
for 10 years like it's a
I'm
credit.
Still using it.
It's not a credit. It's not a credit.
Yeah, anyhow, listen. I still have.
How many of some of those
you
jokes?
I still have a.
Quit waving your finger at everybody.
I'm sorry. I have that.
How can you tell?
I have the windbreaker that you gave when the show was canceled. We all got those.
I didn't get one.
Because it would have been a tent. they would give me that windbreaker.
I wasn't fat.
That was skinny bone.
You know, I'm not going to say another one because.
No, I don't care.
It's an easy way out. It's stupid. It's not. It's just.
Go ahead, do it. Easy. Do it, boss.
No,
do
it's
it.
Easy to go after.
All right, if
after.
You do another fat joke, you have to pay me $20.
Right, yeah, and if you do, if you say anything negative about me. You
well, not negative.
Weight.
The whole thing? You just did one. Give me the fucking 20. That was a fat joke.
Get a fat jar. Get a fat jar. Put a.
Can't we ever get together?
No.
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 No. Stop it. What do you want to do?
Have a nice discussion. Maybe talk about the good times we had. You know. Okay. How things are so different, like you were saying, that we can't do this anymore.
We're doing it.
What's that?
Me we're doing
Keith
it right
will,
now.
Me and Keith are always going to be this.
You guys are doing it tomorrow, and Jim and Sam.
Tomorrow, nothing.
Jim and Sam.
That's a radio show with me.
Oh, we are doing Jim and Sam tomorrow.
I tell you, I'll bring up something that is of interest. That was he's going to bring it up right now on the internet. You
on
probably
what?
You on the internet.
Internet.
I'm trying to talk like you guys. So you understand? We all sound like Colin reading a teleprompter on Tough Crowd.
Wow.
All right, whatever. Fuck off. You know what? I threw one out there trying to zing him. Why is he untouchable?
Not if you're a priest.
Voice is on fire.
He is on fire.
That was a good one.
Someone sent me this today. Actually, a black student wrote the racist message that shook the Air Force Academy, school says. So with the Air Force Academy, remember when they wrote this guy, this I believe he's a general, right? This general came out and gave this amazing speech about how it will not be tolerated racism. Someone wrote the N-word all over the place on this Air Force base. Turns out,
he was black.
Black kid.
So yeah, but, what? What are you looking at me for?
Because you're a black kid.
He did it.
Listen. Yeah,
and what? I'm glad he did it.
First of all, I like your show, Nick. But what I'm trying to say is I just...
What the fuck, Quinn? Don't step on my toes.
Are you fucking shitting me or what? Hey, hold on. Let me talk to you. Hang on. What are you doing? What's that fucking... I call for a break. You tell me it's a break. Don't fuck up another 1 minute time.
Yeah, but Nick, you shut up. It's my show.
Shut up.
What, now, what's the deal with the black kid? What do you want to say?
Well, all right. So you don't think this and this is this happened before? This happened with Jewish anti-Semitic stuff written, and it was wound up being a Jewish kid.
Yeah, but
this is happening a lot.
But you're talking about one time out of all the times it happens. That's been written about black people throughout history, and it's so one time, and it's same thing with Jewish cemeteries being. Desecrated or
desecrated.
What?
I said desecrated.
You barely said desecrated.
It's not even that. Where could this possibly be? I want to see how this gets clarity at the end of this sentence. Where the hell are you going with this?
What I'm saying is you're picking the one time a black guy did it
and spelled it correctly. Got blamed. That's cold. That's okay? racist.
And got blamed. But it happens throughout.
It happened more than
it's
one
true.
Time.
You're picking the one time a black
it's happened
guy.
More than,
wait a minute. You're picking the one time a black A black guy wrote graffiti on something he wasn't supposed to write on, and I think it's right.
Wait a minute.
It is.
I don't think black guys should be in the Air Force, and I'm going to tell you why. It sounds racist when you first
hear
it.
Whoa!
There's a lot of math, first of all.
Whoa! Sweet Jesus!
And you can't get a transfer on a plane.
That was funny. That damn it.
It was funny. It was a little old school, but it was funny.
Yeah, yeah. I joined the Navy.
What's
actually.
That?
Keith joined the Navy for one day.
You did?
Yeah.
One day.
What? How can you, is that possible?
Happy Veterans Day, by the way. Yes,
you went for one day.
You joined the Navy.
I joined the Navy and I backed out. Like a man.
How can you back out?
His mother made him back out like a man.
When you join, though, aren't you in once you sign?
You got to come.
His mother came in and threatened him.
Any contract, you have a day or 2 days.
Shut up, Voss. You don't.
The one time he's going to be Jewish.
Yeah.
The one time.
Yeah.
It's just true.
I believe it, but I just don't believe you have any Jewish credibility. You never have.
He looks like one of those prison lawyers.
Well, what are you going to do? You pulling out your star, David?
He does look like a prison lawyer.
Hey, S.A., I'll tell you what you got to do.
Go see Rich in C Block. The guy's been studying. He's been down for like 11 years. He knows his stuff.
You mean the Spanish guy? All right. Ask him to take out the star, David. He hides it while he's just so he doesn't get his ass kicked.
I've been studying your case. I think you got something.
So you went in for one day and you went home and your mother was like, you're out of your mind?
No. I was going into service and I backed out because they lied and said I was going to Miami. I can go to Miami. The beach.
What?
It's not Club Med, you fucking asshole.
I've never associated the Navy with Miami.
No, what is that? I can go anywhere I want. I said I choose Miami.
What are you fucking, what's his name from Dog Day Afternoon? What's Wyoming your next stop? Yeah.
No, but they did lie to me. They said I can swim as much as I wanted.
Well, yeah, you can if you jump
basketball.
Off the boat.
Yeah, they gave me
you
the
You said
whole,
basketball?
Yeah, they said I couldn't play ball. They said, yes, you can play ball. And I found out that I was going to, instead of Miami, it's Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes?
Yeah.
Upstate.
Freezing. Yeah. Upstate. He thinks the Great Lakes is upstate.
Now, the Great Lakes is all, well, part of them are upstate, actually.
Thank you.
They're in Michigan.
Yeah, no.
Near Chicago.
Yeah. And what do you think really? Buffalo's on?
How come after every
What Buffalo? What is Buffalo? What is Buffalo on?
All right, shut up. I messed up.
You didn't mess up.
I had a stroke, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, look, I'm dumb, but I'm not going to be dumb when it comes to the Great Lakes. That's most of my gigs are lately.
What?
Fucking Erie, Buffalo. Yeah.
But they lied to me. That's the point. They lied.
Yeah, but no. So you went home and your mother.
I went home. And
you said, "Oh, I'm going to Miami."
I said, "I don't want to go now. I don't want to go to."
Why did your mother? You brought your mother up though.
She brought me. She had to go with me. I was still 17. And I went down there. They wanted to vip me out. I was in Philadelphia, Broad and Cherry. Took me 7 minutes. And the Navy guy was like, "Yeah, you're gone." I'm like, "I don't want to go." He said, "Shut up, little bitch. You're
what?
Gone."
Really?
My mom said, "Don't call my son no bitch." I said, "Yeah, mom, get him."
And then he said, "You shut up too, bitch.
Mom was small.
You dumb bitch. Shut your mouth. Tell your dumb bitch kid to shut up."
Wasn't your mom small? She was
short,
right? Yeah.
A gangster.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was a gangster.
Plus, you were under 18, so.
But my mom had to go in the room. She said, "My son don't want to go. This is this. He ain't going to fucking thing. Yeah. Da, 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 da." But they did tell her, like, "Hey, you can get some money if he goes. You can get this amount of money." And
you ran out at that time.
Changed her mind. And she almost changed her mind. Ooh, how much money?
And they went to Old Navy and bought some pants.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Jesus, boss. Right. I'm so glad you're not talking it into the microphone.
Oh, no.
It's not a side mic.
That
it's
almost side wiped mic. Out half the stuff you said already.
No, you're right.
You're right.
That was so bad.
He wanted to say clean on his best show.
To set you guys up.
No, but that didn't set us up. It just put the whole room to
you. You do look like a black guy that was in the Navy, though.
Huh?
You have that Navy look.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people go to the neighborhood in the hood.
No, you look like a Navy dude.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. What do you say?
Like, not like in shape, but thin. You know what I mean?
I'm in shape.
You're not in shape.
All right, I'm not in shape, but still.
Well, you're half of you's in shape.
Oh, come on, man.
I didn't mean it like that. Mentally.
What are you doing?
What? So much work.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, Vols.
What were you going to do in the... You know how hard the... You know I was in the Sea Cadets.
You were in what?
You know when I was Sea Cadets?
Bring up the Sea
what
Cadets.
What the fuck was that? A superhero team?
When
jackass.
Sea Cadets. Boss, right there.
Where's a picture of you?
To the left. Become a Sea Cadet. Right there. Click on that. I did this.
Where are you? Where are you in your Sea Cadet outfit?
My mother still has the outfit.
Show me a picture, Bob, of you as a Sea Cadet.
I'm going to tell you, first of all, I was getting in trouble with drinking and drugs. I was
The Sea Cadets was next?
The neighbor up the street was in a full-fledged Sea Cadet guy.
Oh, boy. Is this story going where I think it's going?
No.
Oh,
he lived alone, and he invited me over.
There's Bobby.
And we had drilling practice twice a week.
Bob has a hashtag me too. The Sea Cadets.
There's Bobby.
So it's not me. What, the chubby girl?
Yeah, the lesbian. There's Bobby.
So all right. So I
what do you guys do? Do you practice bowling?
Hang on. No.
Sold cookies?
Shut up. No. I'm gonna get to it.
Sea Cadet cookies.
He sold flower seeds in the neighborhood. Sea Cadet flower seeds and then greeting cards.
Taffy.
No one heard of Sea Cadets. Nobody.
Did you hear Mike just slip in taffy? Mushy Mike just went taffy. Listen, so they put me into it. I go down. You go down to the Coast Guard place in the north end of Boston. And they give you get a suit. You get a wooden gun.
Whoa.
And you learn how to do the military salute, and you learn how to do the about face and a left right, and
so with your wooden gun.
And then we'd go and march. He would make me go down the park.
He would make him go. Come on, here we're getting close.
Oh yeah, down the park.
I mean, it could get dangerous with a wooden gun. So, I mean, you get splinters, right?
So we'd go down the park, and we'd have to practice. Mm-hmm. We have marching. You'd have to like march, and you know, left, 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 right, left. And then you'd spin the gun, and you'd do the military salute with the gun. And then we'd go to battleships and paint battleships.
Wait a minute. This sounds like like stripes.
You were an intern for the Navy. We had to paint battleships, and then we cleaned the
Boston
kitchen.
Sea Cadets.
Bobby the intern in a little cadet outfit.
Yeah. Hey, look, man. They tried to get me out of trouble, but... It worked for like a month. Maybe 2 months. I actually learned how to do all the military salute stuff, and we went, won an award at a marching thing. And then I remember one night, I think the night we did the marching and we won, you know, like an addict, you need to celebrate more. So I went and hung out with my friends at the park. And I remember we ripped off a pizza guy. We were hungry, so we ordered Domino's. And then I waited. We just got somebody's front porch.
You pulled out your winning gun. Give up the pizza.
We waited on the front porch, and I was in this Cracker Jack uniform. And I waited on some lady's front porch. And I was like, all right, dude, I'll be right back. I gotta go around the back. And I remember I was going around the back, halfway around the house. This guy caught wind. He started chasing me. And I remember I had to hop a fence, and my fucking bell bottom got hooked on top of the fence, and the pizza fell on top of me. And I got
out of the secret dance.
I got away. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Well, that's when I started doing real drinking and drugging.
We ripped off a dude for a pound of pot that way. We said, wait here, and went in the front door and went out the back door.
Yeah. We would just go to somebody's house and order a pizza. Be like, I'll be right back there. I'd go around the basement of my apartment. And we just jump the fence and be gone. And the guy would just be waiting on somebody's front porch.
Sure, and the guy comes up and he sees a nice guy in a sea cadet's outfit. He goes, this kid won't rip me off.
Yeah, he's in the armed forces at 13.
Full of paint.
So you were 13?
13.
Oh, so it was like the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. It's the Boy Scouts of the Navy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now you're on board?
No, well, you're going to smash you even more than you were a Boy Scout.
The worst part of that story is that they went for fucking Domino's pizza in Boston, which has like some of the greatest pizzas around.
Yeah, but Domino's, when it first came out,
sucked.
When it first came out, different.
Stunk.
I disagree. When it first came out, it was
Domino's pizza stinks. Domino's dots are the only reason it's still in business.
Oh my God. Smoking like a true
Indian
fatty.
Hey, I'm not the one that my first big robbery was a pizza.
My first big robbery was a mafia your own fucking pizza store. Really good pizza. La Cascia's. No, not La Cascia's. What was it called? Di Pasquale's.
What, you mean you walked in and robbed them?
No. I was drunk and high, and I was trying to pick up the girl working there, and then we wound up robbing them.
Just circumstance?
No, my friend.
Wait a minute.
What?
So how much time did you spend in jail, Bob? I want to know.
Why?
He didn't go to jail. He went to juvie.
Yeah, we went to juvie jail. It wasn't jail. How much time did you spend in jail? That's what I want
to
know.
He never went
You've
to
been
jail.
In jail, jail.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No,
went for a night or two.
Oh, that's
a
not night, jail. That's
not
county.
Jail.
That's
county.
Local. That's not even county. That's
it's county.
You did
I
county?
I went to county. I did time in county.
Do you have a jumpsuit?
I wanted him. Christian came out of Muslim one day.
Everything Keith did was one day. Then he began.
I wish his comedy career was like that.
Whoa!
I was in for a little bit. That's it.
So everybody, like Voss, been in jail?
I never been in jail. I did.
Collins been in a holding cell at least?
I spent a few days in holding cells.
No, I just did home in my local city. I never went to county.
Going to jail, though, it really is getting arrested. That feeling of being in the back of that car, knowing that you have no more choices. Like you're doing what these fuckers tell you to do for the next whatever it is. He's got to be one of the most. I. It sucks that I felt it, but I'm kind of glad in my lifetime I know what that. When I see people get arrested on TV, I'm like, oh, fuck me. Yeah. That once you're in that car.
I get angry. Yeah, once we get in the car, I get mad.
This is how dumb I was. My brother got arrested.
Front of the mic, dummy, not the side.
My brother.
You stop talking like a. You're doing
whispering.
A podcast like a cholo.
We dropped this up, man.
Driving.
My brother got arrested, so we went to bail him out, me and my mom. We get there, and they go, his older brother's here. He's got a warrant, too, so they threw me in. Right? But I was only in local jail, and I was there many times, but I try to be like I was in jail a lot. So I burnt my name up in the ceiling with a lighter. Remember when they did that back in the day when you burnt your name up?
No.
How did you have a lighter?
Well, back then you were allowed to have a cigarette.
You have
cigarettes and stuff. This was in the
70s. In 1952?
Yeah. 52.
When I was
marching for his people.
Whoa!
And what happened?
That was kind of funny.
I remember I was in juvie jail. We used to smoke. I used to smoke. I remember smoking on a plane at 15.
So do I.
14, 15, smoking, just lighting up on a plane.
Walking to a supermarket, having a cigarette.
I remember asking the flight attendant for a match, and she was like, okay, 1 second, honey. Yeah. Yeah. Came back with smoking Marlboro Reds on a plane. Could you, I was 14. Could you imagine if you saw a 14-year-old just light up and the flight attendant just lighting up? Okay, honey, can I get you some cookies?
I'm just trying to picture your parents walking out of the airport going, we don't have them anymore, thank God.
Wow.
Wow. This is called the bomb bandana.
Oh, okay.
Put that on your microphone, please.
Actually, oh,
you're just such an old fucking asshole. Who does that?
Oh, I saw a great movie last night.
Oh,
whoa.
God. This is going to be stupid.
This better be the best movie ever.
No, and it's been out for years, and I kept with Robert Duvall and Robert Downey, the judge.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
Fucking good movie, man.
All right, it's where are we going? Okay,
so what do you want to do? A fucking podcast review? Now,
huh? Let's talk about movies.
How many tomatoes?
Let's talk about a movie that none of us have seen except him.
What I want to talk, I really want to talk about is what? The because this is the group is the Attack on the Cellar.
Yeah.
On the Boys Club.
Well, you know.
On the Boys Club. Now, this since then has been attacked by everybody and told that he's out of his mind.
Everybody and anybody.
But he hasn't retracted it. He hasn't said sorry. I know it's you know, and it's like,
well, you don't
this
want
is
to
the,
say sorry.
What do you want? You want something?
An apology from people?
Yeah.
Bob, are you kidding me?
What? No,
you
I don't.
An apology from somebody?
I would like somebody to go, you know what? I would
like fuck that.
What do you mean? With a what?
We're not guys that are going to be like, we need a full apology.
Yeah, and they mean nothing anyhow, apologies. That's what he felt. He wrote it. So now he has to suffer the consequences of dealing with all the people that disagree with him.
I'm sorry, not for nothing. I'm talking to the guys that work the cellar regularly.
Oh, really?
Wow. I wrote about the stand table, and I'll tell you right now. It's outside. It's kind of right in front on Second Avenue. Yeah. It's not a table.
It's only two people.
It's a doorway next door to the stand, but still, that's where we hang.
Yeah.
Come Did on, you read the article about the comic? Oh, forget it.
Say it. Go ahead.
You're right. We don't have a fucking apology. Who gives a fuck? We already know the guy's a douchebag, so if he came on and goes, oh, I'm sorry, we still think he's a fucking douchebag. That's all.
No, but I think what you brought up the other day we were talking about was my favorite take. Ready? Do you remember what you said?
I said that, okay, you want that table gone. Look, you can have it. Take it.
He said it's a shit fucking table at a comedy club. Yeah.
Take it. You can have it, but let us into your world. Let me into writing. Let me into festivals.
Right.
Let me into the business. Let me into, you know what I mean?
Which is the truth. Most of the exclusion that goes on in comedy is not the comedy on the table.
Exactly.
It's going the other way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all the people who pretend to be outcasts and outsiders. They're the ones that exclude. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
That's how it's been for 20 years.
It's for 20 years. We've, like, for some reason, it's this men thing. And now GQ wrote an article today about all men in comedy are awful.
Well,
why all
Who's
going
to argue with that?
I'm not arguing with that.
None of us can argue with that.
I said,
yeah, but we're
look at us. Remember. Look across the table from you and now argue that.
Well, maybe they got a point. All right.
Oh, yeah, they got an absolute point.
I never had a visual to put. Maybe what they should have done is not use Louis. They should have just put our faces on the article. And us and everybody were like, yeah, that's a piece of shit.
It's all bullshit. The most fun ever in life I've had in comedy comes from the Comedy Cellar table and hanging out. You guys, Patrice. And that's the fun. Just because we do what we do, we didn't. Here's what the whole lie is. We never said if you're gay, if you're a woman, you can't sit here. If you sat there, then you dealt with what you dealt with. It didn't see that whole thing is about discrimination. It's not about being fucking asshole comics.
Well, that's the thing that bugged me is that we are that table. I've never seen anybody discriminated against. I've seen gays, straights. I've seen trans people at that table.
I haven't seen no trans there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you have.
Oh.
You just haven't realized it.
They didn't realize it.
But not only that, but...
Yeah, we're bringing passables
exactly.
down.
Exactly. They've been more than welcomed.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something else.
That's what I said, too.
Everybody at that table...
Is gay.
Is gay. But also, everybody at that table gets... The closer you were, the worst trashings anyone's ever gotten. The more we knew. People that just were new weren't... They might have got a couple of slaps, but the brutality of the trashes we gave each other That's what it was all about.
But I think it's that. I think it's the trashings and it's the meanness.
But it was all to each other.
It was to each other, yeah.
It was like the mafia.
I know, but
90% of it was just, you know.
But it's been built up so much over the years through Tough Crowd, through Opie and Anthony, through the things we talk about, that table has this thing and people talk about it like it's a living, breathing fucking monster for some of these comics. When anybody can come down, sit at that fucking table, and yeah, you might get hit, but if you do, it's because people like you.
Right. And here's...
Nobody has ever fucking trashed somebody that they don't like.
The right. only thing about that mm-hmm. table is if you don't work the club, you don't sit there. And most of the time, people that didn't work the club still sat
when
there.
When I first... I wasn't working there all the time, yeah, but still was there. Yeah. Busting chops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the table is just a group of people just messing with each other. Yeah,
but they call it a boys club, which I guess if you...
It has that boys club energy. Well, I understand, but it's too bad. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of people, like you said, busting ball. That's what we love to do. That's what we love to do from where we're from.
We talked politics. We talked current events. So we talked about whatever was going on. And
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean
we talk politics. No,
because, well, you know,
it's topical.
It's also a serious side to the table.
No, shut up, you're ruining this. Listen to me.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
Listen to me living in the past, all right? Okay.
Living in the past, walking down memory lane,
fucking Marty. What I'm trying to say.
No, you Marty, you trying to
walk down memory lane?
Stop trying to rhyme shit with your hat.
Listen to me. What I'm trying to say is, when Manny was there, we had some of the best. Look at that.
When Manny was there, you say working in the past.
No, I'm saying we had. It wasn't always about busting. We did have great.
But so what if it's about busting chops? So
what? I'm saying that's part of it.
I know, but nobody's offended by the fact that we're political.
Oh, no. But I'm saying never once did anybody say you can't sit here because you're. A lady.
But all I'm saying is, you just waited. I was in the middle of like a kind of a thoughtful thing. If you just waited two more minutes, but you had to jump in with your horse shit,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ruined everything.
That's because he doesn't have headphones on. That's just not wearing headphones. He can't hear.
I have him sitting right next to him.
Put the fucking headphones on.
No, because Lewis was up here before. I don't know if these were his headphones.
They were.
I'm not putting on a fucking Puerto Rican headphone after him.
Gabby.
Sorry.
Stop fucking. You're on this team, not on his team.
No.
Let Gabby talk.
Listen. Yeah, let Gabby talk.
Oh, well, Gabby, go ahead, talk.
Hey. Talk, Gabby. What do you think?
I actually do have a little bit of a point.
Ooh.
All right, what do you have, Gabby?
I feel like we're new comics, and we've been coming in and out of...
All right, that's enough, Gabby.
Just be happy you're sitting at the table with us.
Cool. No, but I've been in the Olive Tree with you guys a million times, and I'm new, and no one has ever seen my stand-up. It doesn't matter, but everyone's completely nice. And everyone is gracious, and I don't know.
But the whole point is
I'm complimenting you.
But our point is that we're not supposed to, you're not supposed to say we're nice and gracious. We're supposed to say, and you guys are busting our jobs, but it's only good fun. Not supposed to say gracious. That makes us look like
you're
a
nice
bunch
and
of
gracious and royal. Yeah.
We're a bunch of nerds.
No. Everyone's making fun of everyone, but it's not like they're like, get the fuck out.
No, but it's not even how it was. It's just me, you know.
Here's the problem. This is one thing that said that.
Are you Scandinavian, by the way?
No, I'm Polish.
Oh.
Hey, can you stop, by the way?
Why?
You're staring at her going, what are you?
You don't know where I was going with it.
Where were you going?
Where were you going?
I was
going
to bring up a friend of ours. His preference for tall Scandinavian girls.
All right.
Oh, Norton?
I was... What? I know Norton.
I know you do.
That sounds a little weird. I was on his podcast for like a second.
Yeah, you were. She was Chip's helper. Anyways, that's Chip, by the way. It's not Norton.
Chip.
Yeah, we have to fuck.
Sorry, Chip.
Chip. Ugh.
Fucking over 2 million views.
Yeah, good.
It's the worst.
Yeah, so does a guy making a table on fucking Facebook.
Well, here's the point is that the guy said there's 17% women, female comics at the table, and 1% gay comics working at the table. And I'm sitting there going, 1% gay?
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to a we were at the dinner the other night.
Yeah,
Most of the male comics, straight male comics at the dinner.
Right. We all had our incidences.
And we're all talking about how many dicks we put near our face.
Wait, what dinner?
You don't get invited.
How come I don't go to these dinners?
What do you want to do?
Go.
Should we invite Voss?
I won't bring Bonnie.
Then you can come. You're in. That was the key.
It's a guy's dinner, right?
It's no.
It's kind of.
No, it's not a guy's dinner. It's.
This is awkward, but it's like.
No, let me handle this.
No.
Boss, you're not invited. Now, let's continue.
Okay, I don't need to come to your dinners, but that's.
Every 3 to 6 months, we go to Del Frisco's.
And it's always.
I don't eat red meat.
But it's also. See, that's why you're not invited?
Yeah, you're not invited.
But it's also because it's all people that are here all the time, like Tom Papa. People that are here every night.
He lives in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here on weekends when I'm in town. I go on the road a lot. I'm sorry. I got
Boss,
a family.
What do you want to do? What do you want to come to the dinner?
No, like, not now.
We can vote on it.
And 11:50 on Sunday is not the weekend, but all right. although technically you're here Friday if the 12 past 12 o'clock on Thursday. You're right. I stand corrected. Nothing?
Oh, God. I think that...
You had such a long cab ride to think of this stuff.
I was on the E train, actually.
He takes the train. He's like Al Pacino in the fucking The Devil's movie. Fuck, I didn't have it. What was it?
Devil's Advocate.
Shit, Mike, you could have helped me out. I just think it's fucking ridiculous.
That I don't go to those dinners?
No, but it's weird that this... No, I think that's
it's
right
good
on point.
That you don't go to the dinner.
I used to go.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, when...
Why do these people hate us? What is this fucking hating men thing? I don't know what the fuck it is.
Whoa.
What is it?
Who hates men? Are you saying alternative comics hate men? Liberal comics hate men? Women hate men? Who
There's an article today. All men are awful. They get the boys club should be burned down. I feel like I've done nothing but help. Comics, what? Women yes. comics. I've had women on my show. I've had
Jesus.
Gay people on my show.
Bob, Jesus,
please.
Bob.
Can what? You stop?
You're not a pillar. You're not helping anybody, you fucking asshole. Like you're, oh, Bobby helped me. What did he do? Get I've you up helped. To the third fucking floor of a fucking attic studio? Shut up. Let me tell you something.
Gabby is your sixth woman that you had on your podcast.
I've helped
That's not true. I've had a lot of women on the show.
Okay. Yes. And most of them,
and they leave the country.
I was going to say, many of them have fled the United States.
That's not true. I've had a lot of. I love female comics.
We made a fucking
shut up,
pro women.
Shut up, boss.
What is this? Shut up, everybody. Yes. If you keep telling people to shut up, nobody's going to talk. It's a podcast. Yes. Why don't you shut up when telling people to shut up? Yes. You fucking thin lip cocksucker.
I know. Fucking. Box cutter lips?
Yeah! Okay. Fucking wooden puppet nose? Shut up!
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna throw you a fucking worm.
I just didn't want to hear you guys pontificate like we've done nothing but support and empower women. Yeah. You two idiots.
What have you done?
What have you
Shut your faces. I've done nothing. I'm not pretending I do.
Well, yeah.
You two are suddenly like, I've done nothing but help women. Why do they hate us? Shut the fuck up! You can act like a man! Why do they hate us?
Oh, please. I just farted. I do it. I get nervous.
I said, act like a man. You farted.
Yeah. I've done nothing all my life but treated women with respect. Shut up.
Even after my mom abandoned me. Here's the deal.
Shut up, boss. Let's laugh it out. Why are you going to step on the fun? This is not going to be as funny as what just happened.
It is.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal.
Here's
Why
the deal.
Do you
what?
Care so much who likes and dislikes you?
I don't.
Shit, you already ruined the laughs.
Yeah. He ruined it.
We already covered that when I said what. Yeah,
he already covered it. You fucking.
Now you're doing
put
your
head.
Crimes to a psychology. Why do you care who likes you?
Shut up. Let me tell you something.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, just admit, I'm an asshole. I admit it.
We know. We know.
I know.
You don't have to admit it.
Done.
You're a fucking everybody hates you.
God knows it. Look how you're talking.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
I'm off this podcast now.
No. Come on. Right. I didn't say that. I don't agree with that.
You know?
No, well, you can't prove it.
Listen, everybody knows you're an asshole. You're the first one who comes up as the biggest asshole.
Yeah, I guarantee when he wrote that article, you were in his brain.
No,
like when
no,
people
no.
write, they have a character in their head to help them.
It's Patrice.
I wonder what he would say right now if all this shit was going on.
No, he's saying Patrice is responsible for 90% of any hate we feel because he's such a cocksucker at the table.
Can you please do your best to chew those mints with your old mouth. Stop spitting on my microphone. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're bigger than his lip.
Nice. You're
a light perver.
I
need one for
so me. So, I mean, look, here's the deal. This is what I'm getting from the older people in this group.
No, but I don't like that we have to make an excuse for what it is.
Yeah.
Man, we are awful at times.
You're right. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Who the fuck is,
we're all pieces of shit.
But why say, man, we're comics. We're fucking, we're not working at fucking Apple and doing this. We're,
Apple?
You know, Apple or
Applebee's?
No. We're
you mean
comics.
Applebee's or Apple?
That's what we do.
What do we do?
Thin skin, we fucking trash each other. We have a good time.
Do they don't, do, yeah. that? They don't do that in L.A.?
No, but
oh, yeah, we were just talking about that.
Huh? Wait
you
a minute.
You don't think they do it?
Not in L.A. Not in L.A.
Some of them do it. Yeah,
not
do
in
it.
I'm not to say I'm saying it's bad or good. I'm
By
just
the
saying.
Way, I think that sums up Voss's career. He goes, you don't think they do it? Proving he hasn't been to L.A. his whole career. You're finished. You've never even been to L.A. Have you ever been on stage at any of the L.A. clubs?
I'm a regular at the Improv.
That's no, you're not.
Well, no, you're not.
I'll tell you what.
I'll fly you there right now. I guarantee if
oh,
you
really?
Have to, you,
really?
Won't, you won't get on. If
I
you just walk up,
you will get in the showroom. You'll be at the bar.
You're
I have witnesses.
I guarantee you, if we flew you there right now, straight to the Improv, the guy at the door would go, yo, man, it's $15.
Hey,
and then you'd have to go,
hey.
I'm Rich Voss.
Do you know who the fuck I am, you
idiot? S.A.
I wrote on 2 Oscars.
Oh, there you go. Oscars again.
You'd have to take the hat off.
I work.
What?
The factory, the Improv. I go in
We didn't ask you where you work. I'm going to say this right now. I need to say this, man.
Please say it.
Oh, say it.
You had like about 5 stroke jokes, 7
no,
fat
I had
jokes.
Two.
No, 5, fucker.
I had 2.
7 fat jokes.
I had 3.
He had,
and I don't like it, goddammit.
He had 3 good ones. 2 kind of flop, but 3 of those stroke jokes were fucking great. The last one was amazing. Then he had the balls to spit it out and add God into it. Come on.
I'm sorry if you.
I think Voss has honestly never been to Los Angeles because he asked you about the Los Angeles comics.
No, I didn't. I said they're not like that. Some comics.
You said they're like, they do that?
Well, I've gone out there and you bust balls and people are like,
yes,
oh, geez,
you just
settle
said
down,
they
kid.
Don't.
They don't. I don't think they do.
You go to the comedy store, they'll do it out back.
But it's also, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. Look, we are who we are.
Who are we?
If it wasn't at that table. If us four and all, if we were at. Fucking standing outside the comic strip, we'd still be who the fuck we are. And that's nothing to do with that table. It's who we are.
I
we
said all... that earlier, Voss.
Yeah, yeah, he said it earlier.
No,
even with my stroke voice, you can hear it.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about your stroke ever again. That's
no, it hurt my feelings, man.
You're right. I'm going to close on that one. That's
he's
the
lying.
That
he's never
going to
talk about it again. He won't make it through this podcast without making another joke.
No, I will not. It's,
does it really bother you that people make fun of your stroke?
Of course, what? It bothers him a lot. It would piss me off.
It pisses me off. Fuck off, man.
Listen.
What, all that? My life.
Well, does it bother you?
Shut up, Bob.
Bob, stop trying to be serious and insightful.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be insightful. I'm trying to be serious. I'm not trying to be insightful.
Yeah, right? It bothers me when people talk about my lisp. Yeah, it bothers me.
Everybody gets offended by shit. We're human beings.
So
what does that mean?
It means we've set up the rules where too bad. You got to take it. You
comics.
Gotta, yeah.
Well, we are a type of comics, yeah.
Yeah, take it.
Take it.
What it is.
You want to dish it out, you take it. The oldest rule in, you know.
That's what it is.
Breaking balls.
You break balls how you break balls.
Some you don't think it goes too far sometimes?
It goes too far, but that's
so
who to determine.
You
got to
take it too far.
Yeah.
You got to take it too far to know it's too far.
But I think, only, can I say something, though, on this? I disagree in one sense. I think that by what you have to, if you're going to fuck with somebody, bust balls, and I think we kind of do it naturally here or at the table.
Right.
We put each other over too. So when we're out, like me and you did radio, I'm not gonna bury you.
No.
And we can make a couple jokes here and there, but we're still gonna put each other over. Like when me and Voss do radio, we fuck with each other, but we also laugh at each other's shit so that they know that,
that we're friends.
You can't just fucking.
It can't be, no. I hate when people do that shit.
You can't just fucking slam and not. And not listen or not get the person over.
No, wait, what was that again?
I said you can't just what?
I know I'm listening.
You no, you're right. I don't like when people do that when they throw you under the bus just because you know.
Yeah, you have to. so that the people know, listening, it's not like, because if I'm just sitting there smashing you, and me and Keith are just doing that, yeah, people are going to be like, Voss is a fucking idiot.
Right.
But if we smash you and you smash me, and we have a good time.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Navy man. Is that disrespectful?
No, the
sorry,
turkey
sir.
That flew out of your mouth was.
The what?
Nothing.
So, was that Thanksgiving joke? Did you say turkey? Yeah. Fucking asshole. Who eats turkey on fucking Tuesday?
Boss.
Oh, you're on a fucking plan? Shut the fuck up. You can eat turkey on a Tuesday. What do you have downstairs?
Listen, I had chicken cutlet.
How good is it? It's so fucking good.
I hate when you do that. I hate when you fucking switch modes, and because you know I was going to go, it's so good, because it's food, and I love the chicken cutlet. So you didn't get me that time, you cocksucker. You little fucking tricks. You little fucking hand tricks. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but here's the thing, too. We're such good friends, all of us. You know, and that was with Patrice and Norton.
Sure.
And Kevin, you know. That's what we, like I said, what the fuck? We're going to change our personalities because some fucking jamoke from the comic strip comes down and we're going to all of a sudden be, you know, different? No. If we're going to walk into a bunch of construction guys, you know, where they're having lunch and we walk in, we're going to have to deal with construction guy stuff. That's it.
Right.
Does it make sense? So this is what we fucking do. And Keith and I talked about this. We're going to be the same as we always were. We're not going to advance in this career, but we're going to die with our pride.
Do you think it has affected our careers?
Yes.
Not mine.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has, because there's people in this business that look at guys like us and go, oh, those were the guys that picked on us in high school.
Yeah.
Those were the bullies. And they only see the aggressive stuff that comes out of it. They don't see
the heartfelt voice.
Yes, they don't see the fact that I changed diapers with my kids growing up, and I was at all their games, and that I'm 31 years old. I'm a good person.
You're not a good person.
I'm a good person.
I thought he was, please tell me he's being ironic when he says going to all their games.
They were good at basketball.
But you were joking when you were saying that. You
no, my daughter, no, my daughter.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't. I'm going to throw up.
Why?
They don't see the real Vols.
Nobody. Exactly.
They don't see
nobody
what I do.
Nobody wanted the heartfelt fucking moment. They don't see the rich Voss. It's like one of those commercials. They don't see me when I'm trying to help a stranded. You're like those bikers who go, they don't see me help the old lady across the street.
Yeah. When I bring toys for tots. they don't see the Hell's Angels that do the toy runs every year. No, my daughter made second team All-State.
That's right. Not the point. But congratulations.
My
that
point
is impressive, but still.
That's great. Yeah, but nobody. Yeah, she's
nobody's
a good person.
Question that you're a good dad or not.
Exactly.
So, but you can't see also, too, in comedy, a lot of us are.
This is going to be bad.
I can tell it's going to be bad.
No, it
isn't. He doesn't have
deep
it.
Down, well, I say about
he doesn't
body,
have it right now.
No, I'm telling
he's
you.
He's finding it.
No, I'm not fine. I'm going to tell
finding
you right
it.
Now. Can I
buddy,
tell you?
Buddy, when I see you start moving stuff with your hands and arranging stuff, like you, let me put the wall. You're finding it.
No,
you don't.
Not.
Your brain, this is what you have. This is your problem, Voss. This is what happens with you.
No.
You start yapping. And you're like, I'll think of something when I get there.
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
When I've done interviews or I'm on other radio shows and your name comes up, I go, probably the nicest person in the world.
Yeah. What?
Bobby's one of the nicest, yes.
What am I, am I working for the Peace Corps?
No.
What about funny, you fucking jackass?
No,
take funny.
No,
one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
I can't, look, I'm not going to.
How about one of the funniest fucking guys out there?
They're okay.
The biggest,
what I'm saying.
The biggest insult in comedy. What about Bobby Kelly? One of the nicest.
Yeah.
He
can act.
One of my
he can act.
You're a good actor.
Shut up, I don't want good actor. I'm a fucking comic.
I look at you and I see drummer. What I'm saying.
Okay. I look at you and I see dumber.
Yes, look at that.
Okay. Give me the hat.
Okay. All right, play on word hat. What I'm saying is, that's why I say he's a nice guy.
Oh, I got a booger in my nose. I can't get it out.
Yeah.
What is a piece of turkey? So.
You finally squeezed the turkey joke in. And
it's called a callback. What I'm saying is,
you never got one.
That's true.
No, people judge us.
People, I hate hearing you pontificate.
Oh, whatever.
What was your point?
You don't have a point.
You didn't have it.
Voss doesn't have
a point. Where
are you
going?
I got to go meet an important opener.
It's 6:29.
It's 6:29.
I said 6:30.
No, you said 6:30. You can't leave at 6:29.
Colin has no ass.
Your show's not. Listen.
Look at his ass.
First of all, your fly's down. Your fly's down.
Yeah, he's going to
go. Dude, do your fly. First of all, your show's not till 7.
I know, but I got to do my prep for my notes.
All right, can you say goodbye?
I'm saying goodbye right now.
No, into the microphone so I can record it.
Oh. Yeah, say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You have anything to promote? You have any gigs?
No, guys.
You have no gigs?
I have a couple. I can't really remember them right now. I know your lineup. I know what you're up to.
You have no. This is a, no, you don't. Where am I? Where am I? Where am I this week?
Probably fucking Aruba again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this weekend?
Yeah. This is weird. He knows my schedule
no,
more than
no.
me.
No, shoot. I don't know this weekend. I don't
have- oh, that was good.
I'm in Rhode Island.
All right, Colin. I love you, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Bye.
See
you. I like you.
You like? He says I like
Who
you.
He says I love you, too.
Why would you say he has no ass?
It's horrible. Did you see how bad it is?
You don't.
Colin does have an awful ass.
It's horrible.
It is miserable.
You don't have an
those
ass.
Those fucking pants. Jesus.
Listen, I'm going to.
He was big. He was big.
Who?
Colin.
What do you mean, fat?
No, big. He was big in the business.
He was big. Fat, too, though.
Just no.
Bring Colin up, Gary
really?
Sandler show.
He was chubby.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Laughable.com, everybody, the greatest podcast out app out there right now. Download it for free at the iTunes store. If you love podcasts, Laughable is your app. It's the...
It's oh, no, the, not you.
Shut up. It's the best app out there for podcasting. It not only does it bring up all the people on my show, but then if you click on their face, every podcast they've ever been on will pop up. So you find new podcasts, new people. It's amazing. The functionality is brilliant. And you can buy tickets off of there to your favorite comics. It's updating every week. They're adding new stuff. So go to laughable.com and download the app right now.
How come we don't have that read?
Oh, go to Laughable. Go to the App Store. What's that?
I want that read.
Okay, we'll get it. Mm. You can read it.
Go to Laughable.com.
Also, deepdiscount.com. I love these guys. You have a deep discount? You ever go to deep discount?
Well,
unbelievable.
What is it for?
Deep discount
on back page.
No, deep discount is an unbelievable site for vinyl, CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and more.
What about shirts?
I go there. No, it's for if you. It's entertainment. It's all entertainment. Music, video games, movies. It's if you.
No, Rock Band shirts.
Shut up while I'm doing the read. Oh. You
the
and
read.
Zach, before you say something, you too.
Do it again. Do it on
Yeah, he doesn't talk. Zach never talks.
Do it again.
He's the best.
Do it again.
No, I don't have to do it again.
I want to see you do it again.
Deepdiscount.com.
Deep discount.
Dude, stop saying deep discount. Deepdiscount.com.
Deep discount.
Stop saying it. It's, I do. I go to it all the time. I buy DVDs off of it because I still have my Xbox.
Where you get it from?
It's deepdiscount.com. It's a loyal sponsor to my show. The website is loaded with CDs, Blu-rays, DVDs, vinyls, and video games, and more. The savings are ridiculous. Right now, the savings are even more ridiculous because the entire site's on sale. Sometimes it's just a certain section. Right now, the entire site is on sale. The savings are nuts. Tens of thousands of items are on sale at even lower prices. No need to leave your house for Black Friday sales. The gifts you need are right at your fingertips. See for yourself. Deepdiscount.com. Go to deepdiscount.com and just click on their logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Get a jump on the holiday shopping now. Find those favorites.
Deep discount.
Movies, TV shows for yourself and everybody on your list. Stop wasting time searching and searching, hoping to find unedited versions, no commercials. Buy your favorites and hard-to-find titles right now. There's tens of thousands of titles on sale right now at
deepdiscount.com.
That's right, deepdiscount.com. And they get new movies, too. This week, Hitman's Bodyguard, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Huh, Keith?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds with big action, even more bigger laughs. So,
bigger
I'm
laughs.
Told. I love that movie. I went and bought a movie this weekend. I've gotten Lonesome Dove from there. I've gotten I got this movie called Dudes. I'm going to buy this new horror movie this week.
Yeah.
The savings are ridiculous. Hitman Bodyguard right now.
Deep discount.
Just click deepdiscount.com, found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. We're back to the show. See how quick that was?
Oh, my God.
Quick.
Oh, please. Did anybody? I thought there were a bunch of people that wanted to come in for today's show.
No, in December.
Oh, okay, great.
What do you mean?
Did you go to Colin Quinn on that show Episode.
Oh,
what show?
Who cares if he was overweight? I don't judge people by that.
Hey, Dave, you've been trashing me the whole time. Scroll down.
I trashed you twice.
What? Scroll down. What did you do?
You call me stupid.
Did you put Colin Quinn in it?
Wait, go back.
Go back.
Click
that's
back.
That's Colin. Last comic.
Right there.
Top left. Top left.
Nope. Over.
Yeah. Right there.
Over.
No.
Yeah. Heavier.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he was a big boy.
Was it worth the click? That wasn't
the show. Get the show.
I'm trying. It's not coming up.
Get the video. Do video. Do video.
Go to YouTube.
Just go to the video. Just get the video. Scroll down. Just put Gary, Colin Quinn on. You can't put and.
But what is the joke after this?
Scroll down. You can't see it. Fuck it. Just fuck it.
Yeah. Deep ditch.
Get off your phone.
You're doing.
I'm done. It's over.
We just got balls.
What's up?
You, baby.
Whoa.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Watch your mouth.
You can't talk to women like that anymore.
You cannot talk.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
That's even worse.
It's worse.
Is it?
Don't talk to a precious white woman like that.
Precious? You can't call a precious white woman.
Deepdish.com.
Not deep discount, not pizza, you dumb dumb. Oh, you really good. You know what's so funny? You fucking old assholes lose steam 40 minutes in.
We didn't lose any steam.
Yeah, you did. You lost steam.
No,
look at how tired he is.
I said deep digital.
Deep digital?
Yeah.
It's deep discount, you fucking dummy.
Deep digital.
What?
All right, never mind.
Exactly.
What the fuck? We're at an
hour. How long do you want to do?
Jesus Christ, we carried this one again.
We got to do this again?
You didn't carry nothing, Voss.
Okay, we carried
You didn't hold anything with those hands.
See?
What?
Does it bother me?
You did a fucking fat joke when you promised we wouldn't do a fat joke.
I didn't do one any after
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. You
Name
did.
One I
yeah.
did after.
No, no, turkey. You did. You
Name
did
one it. I did after.
Turkey. Turkey. Shooting
turkey.
Out
turkey
mouth.
Had nothing to do with
yes,
that.
Yeah,
it
did.
You just like to eat turkey.
I didn't have turkey. What are you talking? Turkey shooting out of my nose isn't a fat joke?
No, not at all.
Why'd your voice get high?
You know when Voss is
lying.
He starts singing his sentences. We have to go to the Ron Bennington thing tonight.
Yeah. We don't have to. It's going to be fun.
I love it. I love Ron's show.
Where?
Yes.
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock.
Yeah, you want to go?
It's a live show.
Why?
Because I don't.
What are you doing tonight?
We can introduce you to him.
That's enough. Enough white guy shit.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's white guy shit.
You're right.
What's white guy shit?
So then go up to
what y'all going to do is white guy shit.
Go what? Over to Caroline's. I'm sure there's a black show there tonight. It's a couple blocks.
What's
right
black guy shit?
What?
What is black guy shit?
What's black guy
pull
shit?
Pull over.
What's black guy?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You just made the white girl go, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Why am I homeless? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is how old we are. I said to her at down to the cellar, I go, you're a young Daryl Hannah. She goes, who's that? Like,
why would you tell her that?
Aren't people supposed to know?
Because no.
They're saying who she looks like.
No,
she
why would she know? Like. Why would she know who Daryl Hannah is?
Well, I know who Humphrey Bogart is.
Well, first of all, you said you look like
that's because you went
Splash.
To high school with him.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, little fucking snitch. You're right, I did say Splash. Okay, what a little
snitch.
Fucking. He doesn't say one word the whole podcast, and all of a sudden he
taffy.
Fucking does this.
He said
you know
taffy.
What? Stab him with a fucking toothbrush. What I'm saying.
Stab with a toothbrush? What are you, prison talk?
Yes, because he snitched. So.
I was on your side, stupid. Jesus.
Oh.
There you go.
The hired help called me stupid.
You're just more Mexican than I am right now.
I can't say. What did he say?
Oh, shit.
Mike's on fire. Mike's on fire. Mike's on fire.
He said,
you're dressed like a Mexican. You're more Mexican than him right now.
No, because I can't get kicked out of the country. What I'm saying is.
What?
That wasn't bad.
I'm laughing that it bombed.
Oh!
What the
fuck?
He hasn't talked
there
in
you
2
go.
Months.
There you go.
It's all built up.
There you go.
Come on, Mikey! 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 Mikey!
Remember, I don't know if you remember.
Remember.
I know you'll remember. When Ben Bailey, keep going. When Ben Bailey came in on the fucking Patrice Rose and just fucking killed all the years that we
no, we don't remember that. We remember him bombing after him.
Whoa. Okay.
Your bomb,
I
the best.
Bomb.
Baba. Oh, don't, please don't make me bring it up. Please.
Don't bring it up.
Please don't bring it up.
The, don't
it's the
bring
best
it
thing.
Up.
When they turned the lights out and he was like, I don't give a shit.
Now that's black shit right there.
That was.
That's black shit.
Just like Tin Cup. People remember that. Okay, they don't.
Like what?
Tin Cup. In the movie where he, on the 18th hole, where he kept
what
going for the green.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
You know what?
Rene Russo said, if you would have won the Open, big deal. But now everybody will remember you for getting a 12.
You just quote Rene Russo?
Yes.
And Tin Cup, a golf movie. Shut the fuck up, Balls.
The only golf movie is...
I'm sticking up for you.
The only golf movie you can ever quote is Caddyshack, if you're ever going to quote a golf movie. You know, Rene Russo?
Yeah. And Tin Cup.
How many of y'all seen Tin Cup?
Do you know how lonely, Keith, you know how fucking lonely he is from the road?
You'll be holding one in fucking 2 years.
That was pretty funny. You really are on the fucking close to standing on the corner, fucking third in McDougal, just shaking a can.
No.
Oh, don't go no. Say, whatever.
Let's say what?
Say we had a great time. We're out of here. Oh, wait, what time does this go till?
We have around 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes? Fuck that. I'm out of here.
Where are you going? What do you have to do?
Why do you hold your audience hostage this long? A podcast is supposed to be an hour.
It's not my audience. It's my guest, dummy.
Where's your guest at?
You are.
We are.
What the fuck? This is the dumbest show ever fucking put together. What? The three dummies. That's what we should call it. The three dum-dums.
I'm smart.
You're definitely not smart. You don't even dress smart.
Talk about Tin Cup.
You dress like you're fucking airbrushing somewhere tonight. Fucking suck. Don't redo my joke,
no,
okay?
No, the spray can.
I know. Oh, it fucking sucks.
That's funny.
Well, you can't do an hour 20? You can't do 20 more minutes?
No, we can. First of all, it's been an hour and 12 right now.
Yeah.
It's hour 12.
Podcasts are supposed to be an hour long. Why
no, they're really a study show.
First of all, you've never read a study on anything.
No, 32 minutes.
Who said that?
A study show.
No, bring that up. You're lying.
26, 32 minutes.
No, that's black podcasters. They always get there late, so it's going to be 32 minutes.
Boom.
Wow. That was racist.
That wasn't racist.
No,
that was just sucky.
Bad.
Okay, so.
Yeah, now, black podcasts.
Here's what I said.
Well, you tried to squeeze a black people late joke.
The average time for a podcast is what? Should be.
No, what should be the average time for a good podcast? We're going to tell you right now. Settle down, you fucking bully.
I'm telling you.
Stop bullying Mike.
Why don't we just have a real
before
discussion?
Before he attacks you.
Why don't we have a real discussion without being so
amazing.
Mean?
All right, let's do it. For the rest of the show,
let's have a real
we're
discussion.
Not going to be mean, and we're not going to say mean shit to each other.
All right.
No, I don't like that.
Mine's stupid.
25.4 minutes.
Boom!
What?
Even if
that's,
someone
that's
listens.
That's because you're going over all the podcasts. Yeah, but that's you're going over all the when it comes to the doctor podcast. Yeah.
That's how much I listen at a time.
It's what people listen to. How often?
Right,
people
comedic
listen.
Podcast.
You gotta know this stuff, man. I know what I'm talking about, baby.
Baby.
You know what? You fucking tired makes me annoyed.
I'm not tired.
You seem tired.
No, I'm not.
All right, so we're gonna.
But I just know my podcast.
You don't know shit. You probably just read that on the way in and brought it up. You got lucky.
How did I read it? Oh.
I don't know. How'd you read? You're right. I don't know how you did that.
Get my voice together. How's everybody doing? Everybody all right? Everybody all right?
This is not good.
I'm not fucked.
All right, we're going to wrap this up.
Why don't we have a... There's Rene Russo right there in Tin Cup. Why don't we have a real
discussion? I remember that movie. Costner had hair.
A real discussion of what? Let's get some real discussion.
What year was that, by the way? 1996.
Look, I'm not interested in Tin fucking Cup.
But it's real. It's 20 years ago. It's a 20-year-old movie he's bringing up as a reference.
Yeah, but why?
Is that too old?
It's a golf movie from 20 years ago that did mediocre.
No, they always rerun it on the Golf Channel.
Yeah, me and Keith, that's the channel we're on every weekend. We usually call each other on the phone. Dude, you watching this? Fucking asshole.
Look at Rene Russo.
Get your phone. Can you get your phone off the table because it's vibrating?
Oh.
Rene Russo's not hot.
Hello?
Don't answer the phone on the show.
My wife.
Oh, God. I wish she was here. Why didn't I invite her?
Can I call you back? We're almost done. We're wrapping it up. I'm doing Bobby's
podcast. Put her on the speaker.
Okay, hold on. I'll put you on speaker. No, go ahead.
Bonnie.
Bobby wants to talk to you.
Bonnie.
You watch Tin Cup?
What?
Does Rich make you watch shitty movies from the 90s? Why?
Because she likes to get shot at.
I don't know. He's
like, I don't know why this movie with
Vince Vaughn and Jail Cell is bad. I don't get it.
Who else is in the car? Who are you with?
I'm by myself.
I heard laughing.
I hope it's Luis Gomez.
All right, we'll meet you uptown.
Bonnie. Why is Rich dressing like a cholo?
I didn't know this when I met him because I've been around him long enough, but apparently he goes through phases. So I guess this is his cholo phase.
I like flannels. It's buttoned to the top now. That's how you're supposed to wear a flannel.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I thought you said you liked it the other night.
Who?
You fucking schizophrenic.
I forget. Had a stroke.
Oh, hey. Keith.
Who's
it's Keith.
Keith.
Keith. He'll say anything just to get away from you.
Hey. Bonnie, what do you think about... Bonnie. What do you think about the all the stuff going on with Louie?
You made me hang up on my wife.
I didn't make you do anything.
I would have done it anyhow.
All right, let's wrap this up. What? I'm going to wrap it up. Nice website, Voss. Who did your website?
Oh, that?
That's a great... Where is that? That's the same place that Dave Smith shot a special, right?
No, I shot mine. I didn't air it, but I shot an hour special.
Same place?
No, that's at the Stress Factory, but I put my own backdrop in.
Oh, you did?
That looked like nice.
So what's up? What do you got?
Coming up?
Yeah.
This weekend I'll be at the...
Best club in the world.
It isn't. How great is it? The owner at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yep.
Corey, you know, there's certain club owners that watch and care and love comedy.
Yep.
I only invited like 4 club owners to my roast. He was one of them.
Right.
Just a great guy. The club is great.
Yeah.
It's set up perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm at the... December 8th and 9th, I'm at the Velveeta Room in Austin.
That's great. Velveeta Room, that's great.
It's a fucking cool room.
It's a great room.
Come on, stop belching,
buddy,
please.
I can't help it. I'm on the 16-hour diet.
Come to see me at the Comedy Connection or in Austin at the Velveeta Room December 8th and 9th.
All right. Go to Rich Voss, richvoss.comedy.
Velveeta. Is that what it's called? Or the...
I don't know, dude. I'm just fucking trying to... I'm trying to...
Go to December 8th and 9th.
Oh, it's Velveeta.
Yeah.
Like the cheese?
Yeah, Velveeta.
Yeah. Velveeta Room in Austin. It's a great room.
It's a real hip room.
Yeah.
You been there?
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's the same weekend Bobby will be in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. I'm in San Antonio.
How far is
Austin from San Antonio?
An hour.
Oh, are you from Texas?
Yeah.
Get out of here,
That's
really.
When we worked together.
Oh, you work with me?
Jesus Christ, boss. What the fuck?
I've been working 30 years. I remember everybody
30?
Who's open for me. 33.
A little bit more.
A little more.
No, 33.
You've been working more than anybody in this room.
No, I got 31 years sober, and I did it like 2 years before that.
Okay, you don't remember Little Mushy Mike.
Where? What club?
LOL, San Antonio.
Fucking club. The guy does no advertisement. It's the biggest club. He's a billionaire.
Is he?
They used to own La Quinta Inns, his family, and sold them.
La Quinta.
Yeah.
La Quinta Inns.
Whatever, of course you would know
How
that.
How would you not know it with that outfit?
But have you ever done that room? Have you ever done the big one with the
No, S.A.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, S.A. Hey. I've done the big room, S.A., by the movie theater, S.A., and you go up the escalator, and you see a line, and you're, like, excited, but then you realize they're going to see Transformers, and they're going to see you.
He owns that whole property.
He does.
Oh.
Hey, what do you want?
Well, I want some advertisement when I have
Cheech
my going
Marin.
Back. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking.
What?
Fucking Lester.
You can't say it unless you got it.
I got it.
You don't. You just.
You don't have
you
it.
You try to catch it midair.
Sometimes I do.
You do.
I do.
Sometimes you do. A lot of times you don't. Voss, one of the funniest in the business.
Thank you for having me.
I'll say it. One of the funniest. What do you got there, Keith?
What?
Where are you?
I'm at also at the Velveeta room.
No, you're not. You'd never. If the Velveeta room called, you'd be like, beat it. You'd hang up. I don't like cheese, motherfucker.
No, the 24th, man. I'm in.
You don't even have a website.
Yeah, it's down.
What do you mean down? It's not.
I couldn't afford it. It cut it all.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm fucking yes. I'm kidding you.
Oh,
okay. But it is. They're trying to put it back on. They're trying to put it back up.
Who's they? You suck.
My team.
Who's your team? You don't have a fucking team. Stop talking like you're Kevin Hart or The Rock. All right? You're a jackass from Philly. Shit.
Good for you. No, my team is putting it back up now.
You don't fucking care. I'm going to hit you with a bottle.
I'm telling you,
my team. You don't have a team.
I absolutely have a team.
What, yes. Who's in your team?
My team.
Name one person in your team.
Joey. Joey.
And who else?
Mike.
No, you don't have a Mike.
Yeah, Joey and Mike.
You don't have any fucking team. Where'd that diabetes, fucking pre-diabetes asshole go? Oh, God, this is the fucking worst. You know what? This show, he's saying he's got a team.
I have a squad.
His website's down. He says his website's down, which is impossible.
No, my team
is. It costs $2 to keep your website up a month.
Do you have a team?
No, yes. He doesn't have a team.
Joey and Mike. I do have a team.
He says Joey and Mike is his team. His team. Nobody has a team. Who's your team?
I just told you. Joey, Mike.
What does Mike do?
Luther.
What is Luther? Nobody named Luther does web stuff.
He's in the Warriors.
Yeah. Jackass. What is your website? What's the name of your website?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'm trying to promote you.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter.
What's your Twitter name?
One Keith Robinson.
Why
everybody
one?
I know I am. Because I'm the number one motherfucking Keith Robinson. That's why.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. He got fucking cool. He got street.
Oh, there he is right there. Oh, he's with his. That's a good shot with your kid.
It's my son.
That's good. I keep sniffing. I'm sorry.
Huh?
How old is he
good.
Now? 18?
No, he's 23.
23?
You can date that Princess White girl over there.
You really?
I'm 23.
Ooh.
Are you 23?
Yeah.
What's the oldest guy you ever been with?
39.
No fucking way.
Oh, geez.
There's actually a funny story about that I cannot say on air.
Well, why? No, I want to hear
think
this.
Any story that you can
you dated Lenny Marcus?
Yeah.
Oh! Her mentor!
That's like my dad.
But that ooh wasn't my dad thing. That was ooh Lenny thing.
No, it wasn't.
She thought of Lenny's shoulders without a shirt on.
Oh, Lenny is a precious angel.
He really is. Speaking of Lenny, he's got a brand new podcast. Why don't you promote that?
Yeah, Four Corners. Watch it. It's amazing. It's on riotcast.com. It's also on iTunes.
Yo.
Brand new podcast called Four Corners.
I'm starting my podcast too.
What is that?
Huh?
With Lenny Marcus. What's yours called?
I'm starting the team.
Keith the team
Robinson's
with who?
Team.
With who?
BB.
Mike.
Oh, okay.
Luther.
And Joey.
What?
The team.
Where is your team from? The Mafia?
Philly.
Joey and Mike?
Philly Squad.
Hey, who's
Yo, I don't want to say this too. Free Meek Mills.
Who's that?
You don't know who Meek Mills is?
No.
Fuck this shit, man.
Who's Meek Mills?
Does
Meek
anybody Mills. Know who Meek Mills is?
Who is it? What
He's
is
a
it?
Rapper.
What'd he do?
He did Meek Mill songs.
He didn't do nothing.
Well, why do we have to free him?
Because he's in jail right now.
So what? What's he in jail for?
He's the greatest for?
What's he in jail for?
Parole violation.
So he's in jail because he broke parole.
No,
I'm not freeing anybody.
He was just riding a bike.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't be doing it if he's not. Did he ride out of the area?
You just like this regular white guy.
I know.
Come on, you've been in jail before.
You know, fuck you, free motherfucker. Who? What's his name? Meek Mill.
Meek Mills, Meeky.
Yeah, you know,
free Meek Mills.
This motherfucker's riding a bike that wasn't his. Drinking.
No, he's
with a gun.
No. There we go.
What
he's a millionaire.
What'd he do?
I told you what he did.
So they arrested him for just riding a bike.
The judge was full of shit.
Okay.
The judge is full of shit. She was on him too much, and she sent him to jail for some little shit.
Scroll down a little
bit. For what?
Scroll down.
Riding a bike. He's riding his dirt bike, doing whatever. And
bike.
Yeah. And she threw him in jail. And so free Meek Mill's a Philly ball.
Sadly, there are black folks going through the same radicalized injustice within the justice system that Meek Mills has experienced for over a decade. Every single day. This requires more than just gradual reform.
Why are you
laws, sucker?
What you think
it
is
requires
a black
is a
voice.
Swift. Oh, well, I'm trying to read it with emphasis.
No, just reading your voice, not mine.
All right, I'll read it. Let me try it again.
Go ahead. Do it the same thing that you did, deep dish or whatever the
Sadly,
hell.
Sadly, there are black people, black folk, going through the same radical injustices within the justice system that Meek Mills has experienced for over a decade every single darsh day.
Darsh day.
This requires day. More than just gradual reform and laws.
You're doing a black comic doing a white person.
What?
Yeah. You're doing a black comic doing
why,
a white person.
Why don't you do it then? Read it.
I can't read.
What? Sadly, all right, where am I going to be? Yo,
read yo, like an essay.
Yo, sadly.
Sadly
up in this motherfucker.
All right, let me see it again. Read it again.
Read like you read, Voss.
Read it.
Don't.
Okay, sadly, there are black folks going through the same radicalized injustices within the justice system that Meek Mills has experienced for over a decade every single day. This requires more than just gradual reform in laws. It requires a swift overhaul.
Yeah,
good job.
That's how I read it.
Very good.
You dig what I'm saying, motherfucker?
Nobody talks like that.
Nobody talks like that.
Nobody.
Me and BB.
Mike. BB.
All right, so here's my dates. The 30th. 30th, 1st, and 2nd, I'll be at the San Diego American Comedy Company. Which I'm very excited about. Please, if you live in California, come down and see me in San Diego on November 30th through the 2nd. And then I'm going straight to LOL Comedy Club with my Mushy Mike. We're going to be there from the 8th.
Mushy Mike is in the house.
Mushy Mike kicks some ass tonight.
Mushy Mikey. The best.
8, 9, and 10.
Yo, Mike.
And then the new Yonkers Comedy Club, a new owner, new everything over in Yonkers. Yeah. I'm going to be doing one night there. And then I go to Mahaffey Theater with Mike Calta, who I love. And then the Brokerage Belmore on that Saturday. That's three nights in a row, one in Yonkers, one in St. Pete. And then the next night at the Brokerage Comedy Club, which I love those guys over there. And then Gotham, I'm going to be there for Christmas. So if you're Jewish.
Yeah. No, if you're anybody, go see Bobby. He's going to kill. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, what a good guy you are, Bob.
No, I listen, if he does well, you do well. My friends do well. We all do well.
Please support all of us. I want to thank Gabby.
Gabby.
Hey.
What's up, Gabby?
What's up?
Gabby, what's your Twitter? What do you got?
I've Instagram. It's Gabby is Brian. And then next week, I'm going to be at Asbury in Asbury, New Jersey at The Saint.
I love
that
place.
It's going to be a fun comedy show.
What is that?
You
That's
do?
Awesome.
You know The Saint?
Oh, yeah, I
it's
do.
Great.
Yeah,
who's on the show?
Roger I don't know.
Moore was the saint. He used to drive a Volvo P1800.
Jesus, your old references piss me off.
Is this Mike Calta's big show he does every year?
Yeah.
This fuck said he was going to put me on it.
Are you
I'm
worried?
I'm done with him.
I'm going to call him
right now.
Call him.
Call him. He said, oh, you'll do the next one. Can you get him on air?
I'm going to get him on air right now.
Also, if you want to...
Hey, Siri, call Mike Calta.
Go ahead. Keep
quickly,
going.
If you want to send fan stuff, send it to YKWD Podcast, The Comedy Cellar, 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 112. Send us fan stuff. Or if you want to come to one of the shows and sit on the couch, email YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
Yeah, a lot of people are on that couch right now.
Yeah, we have a bunch of people here now.
We actually had a bunch of people email today. Who want to come in.
That's true.
Yeah. So we do have a lot of people that come in. As soon as we do the night shows.
Well, there's no one here now. Yep.
Well, leave them. I would have left them a message.
Oh, you want to leave a message? Okay, I'll call them back.
Follow us on our new Instagram, YKW Dude Podcast. That's the one that's currently active. The old one we don't use anymore.
Yeah.
So we got going on there. Also, when you email us at YKWD Producer, send us any videos you make.
Oh, show 1 second. Michael?
Robert,
you're on live YKWD.
Yo.
I know that show. I listen to it all the time.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I love your show too. Your show is the number one show.
Yeah, but what about Voss?
Oh wait, hold on. Mike, how you been? It's Voss.
Rich Voss has a bone to pick with you, Mike.
Mike,
never heard of him.
Never. Now here's the thing. I think Mike, and every time I go to his area, I go on his show and we have a great time.
Yes.
One of the best shows.
Yeah.
Now, I was doing a podcast once.
Yep.
And I was just naming radio hosts that I love. And for some reason, I slipped and did not say his name. But he knows I do like him.
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Why?
It wasn't a podcast. It was a magazine article or something online.
No. It was a...
Let him finish.
And you not only did not mention me, but you mentioned like some other shit shows.
No, no.
So it was you made it worse.
I'll tell you who it was. It was a podcast. It was this guy, Chuck something, and they turned it into an article. But you're right. I did forget you. You know I'm a big fan of yours. But that's okay. Even if you don't think so, you know I am. Okay.
What is your point, Paul?
You're a big fan of mine. You're a big fan of mine when you want to go golfing in Florida. It's the only time you like.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you. I'm going to interpret for you.
What do you say?
You're a big fan of Mike Kotz when you want to go golfing in Florida.
No, that's not true. When he was coming up to Sirius, I remember trying to get him into something on Sirius.
What is the point now?
The point
Get
is
to the point.
The point is, I also harbor resentment, but it's your show. Last year, the year before, you said you were going to put me on your next big show, and then when I tweeted you, you never responded. Now that's okay if I don't do your big show. That's all right, but I don't want to burn the bridge if I'm ever in your area again. You know, I don't.
You never. I'm completely bullshit. You never burn a bridge. I'm a huge Bridge Boss fan. I always thought you were funny since Last Comic Standing, which was the first time. But you want to hear the worst thing? I'm walking up a hill as I'm talking to you guys. Jesus Christ. Oh.
You're doing good, buddy. Keep going, okay?
Thank you, Bobby. And you want to do the show, I'd be happy to. Bobby Kelly's just like, don't book any other acts on the show unless I approve it.
No, here's the thing. I'm booked this year.
No, that's absolutely true. I said
that's true. But here's the deal. I'm booked this year, but I'm just saying next year, consider me. Just consider me because I would love to come down and do the show for next year. When
listen, the show is December 15th. If you want to go, we're still planning it out. I would love to have you.
Oh, please book Voss. Book Voss.
I can't. I'm already booked. I'm booked the 15th.
No, you got to cancel it.
I already booked my flight and cancel in Ohio. I can't do that to a club, cancel them 2 weeks
in advance.
No,
they would like that. Club would like that.
I just want to say Bobby Kelly canceled the last minute.
I canceled the club to do it.
I would love to do it, but I'm making like $4,000 at the club, and you know what I mean? I don't want to.
Don't cancel the club.
But next year when you do it, and listen, I swear to God I forgot, and you know I hope we still have a relationship.
Oh, Jesus.
It's getting emotional.
Because I'm a big fan. And he knows.
You know, I'm kidding. I could give a flying fuck less. I mean, I care that you like the show, of course. I care that you're a friend of the show. But the whole thing is that I was just busting your balls today. I really don't give a shit at all. I mean, I don't expect everybody to remember me at all times.
All right. Well, great. Listen, we got to run. Anyhow.
you guys are jerks.
All right. Listen, Mike, please don't die up the hill. Take it slow.
No, I'm already at the top of the hill. Are you kidding me? I'm 35 pounds lighter. I can't wait to see you. So you feel bad about yourself.
Did you really lose 35 pounds?
Yeah, I really did.
Why are you letting Bobby book your show? Jesus Christ. He's going to put on anybody he can follow. Of course he's going to. Yeah, Bobby, who's he going to put on? His fucking, these flunkies at work in his fucking podcast? That fucking, that a no-legged fucking comic could follow?
I said, put Voss on.
Oh,
I literally just went, yeah, put Voss on. And you went, I'm working a fucking T-bone Salisbury steak place.
Oh, really? Right back to fucking food.
All right, Mike.
We're playing Bobby.
All right, Mike, I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
We got to go uptown.
Talk
to you later, Mike. I did forget it. I did some dumb thing with Chad.
Yeah, that's it. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.